The Osgood File, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross. Once upon a time, Donald Trump was a big fan of leaks.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Not anymore. The story after this. President Trump blames intelligence leaks for bringing down his national security advisor.
Things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act.
You certainly can't blame him for wanting to find out the source of those leaks. But if he has his doubts about the spies may also have their doubts about him. There's a report in the Wall Street Journal quoting unnamed current and former officials that the president's CIA briefers have been withholding sensitive details because they don't trust the president to keep them secret. The article says they're worried that the information could be, quote, leaked or compromised, which, if true, would be a complete 180 from the reception he got at the CIA after the inauguration.
There is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There is nobody.
The article makes clear that what's allegedly being withheld is not the information itself, but the sources and methods used to gather it. Mr. Trump's not a big fan of intelligence anyway, so the omission could be chalked up to brevity. But the difference here, according to the journal's sources, is that agents appear to be withholding it out of concern that the boss is a little too friendly toward Vladimir Putin, and because of this famous comment during the campaign.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails.
The journal quotes the White House as responding that the story is inaccurate, and a spokesman for the Director of National Intelligence also denied that anything is being withheld. And yet, despite the risk of being labeled fake news, the sources and the newspaper thought that story needed to run, leaving us to wonder if we'll find out why. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the Wall Street Journal, quoting unnamed current and former officials, you certainly can't blame him for wanting to find out which spies may have leaked what. You certainly can't blame him for wanting to find out who may have leaked it, but if he has his doubts about the spies may also have their doubts about him. You certainly can't blame him for wanting to find out the source. You certainly can't blame him for wanting to find out the source of those leaks. But if he has his doubts about the spies may also have their doubts about him. There's a report